To sing Jai Radha Madhava before every class. In this song, we may wonder, where does that song come from? So this song is actually a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakura. And it is just a part of a song, actually. It is the fourth song in a series of songs glorifying 120 names of Lord Krishna. And so, I thought we would just sing as we normally do, but we can think of it coming from Bhaktivinoda Thakura and how, and also the connection more closer to us, is how Srila Prabhupada also wanted this song introduced to his followers. And it's such a beautiful song, a very simple song. It is comprised of those 120 names. In this song are seven names of Krishna. And one characteristic of these names is that these are all Braja Krishna names. They're not his universal names or his Aishwarya, his opulent names. They are his very sweet Madhurya Braja Krishna names. And so we can perhaps meditate on this and how Srila Prabhupada wanted these names of Krishna to be remembered as we embark every day in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which of course also culminates in Braja Krishna, in Krishna's pastimes. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi jana valaba girivada dhari Gopi jana valaba girivada dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi jana valaba girivara dhari Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. So, thank you all for inviting me to speak today. I feel quite out of place. Normally I speak at Krishna House. This is a little bigger and much more exciting. Not much more exciting, sorry. So let's start off. We already said his pranams a couple times, a few times during the Pushpanjali, but let's go ahead and say it all together. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Ghora Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Barayate. We offer our respectful obeisances unto Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod, who is transcendental energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a strict follower of the Goswamis, headed by Sri Rupa. Actually, I was reminded I should say something, and thank you, Pundarik, for reminding us. Today is also the disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit, and I went to the Sri internet to get a very few short statements, just so that we also honor him in memory. So he is a childhood friend of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and throughout the Chaitanya Bhagavat, we will hear certain pastimes of Gadadhar and Lord Chaitanya. In the Gaura Gonadesh Deepika, it is stated that the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna, formerly known as Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radharani, is now personified in the form of Sri Gadadhar Pandit in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he had a very affectionate relationship with Lord Chaitanya, and this affectionate relationship was noticed and appreciated by Sachi Mata as well. And so Gadadhar Pandit was also very dear to Sachi Mata. And just a very quick pastime on that. When Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to observe the pinda for his father, Jagannath Mishra, so many things happened to him. And he went as Nimai Pandit, and he came back as Nimai Vaishnava. And everyone was so excited, and there were meetings, and they started to having at Sukumbar Brahmachari's house and in different locations. And Lord Chaitanya's mood had changed to defeating everyone with scholarly logic, to one of, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And these words are constantly emanating from his lips, where is Krishna? And one devotee, I don't know if it was Gadadhar, or somebody said, just like if we were asked, where is, he is in your heart, Prabhu. So they said, he is in your heart. And Lord Chaitanya immediately started to tear at his chest. He wanted that Krishna so badly he was willing to tear at himself. And so, but Gadadhar Pandit calmed him down, and from that point on, Mother Sachi had such affection for Gadadhar Pandit. According to Iskanda Desiree bio, Lord Chaitanya asked Gadadhar Pandit to do three activities on his behalf. And the first was to be an authoritative teacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. Second is to give diksha, formal initiation, on behalf of Mahaprabhu to the true seekers on the path of Vraja Bhakti and his worship of the deity of Sri Gopinath along with his eternal consort, Sri Radha. So that's a very short acknowledge or recognition of today's also the disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. Shri Gadadhar Pandit Ki Jai. And an official easy segue is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his worshipable deities were Gaura Gadadhar. And so we will segue in that way. Now typically on a, and you can go to the next slide. Typically on a an appearance day of a great acharya, there are many things that could be spoken about. And certainly, as we heard a little glimpse from Mukhya Prabhu on from the book, Seventh Goswami, so many things that we are realizing today by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, are all coming from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So typically, we would give a biographical-like class or a hagiography-type class of, you know, the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we certainly have many scholars, and there are actually academics also, looking into the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, writing books, writing papers and thesis. So there's many qualified persons to do that, but I won't be doing that today. We could also speak extensively, as alluded by Mukhya, on the contributions that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made, simply that we are able to take up Krishna consciousness with pride, his combating the, making sure that brahmanas were by qualification only and not just by birth or caste conscious things. And he had a worldwide vision of spreading Krishna consciousness. And he was very emphatic on this pushing, this spreading and continuation of Lord Chaitanya's movement. But I won't be speaking on that either. There are also many anecdotal, magical instances we've heard of his life, you know, things like, you know, with the birth of his son, with his prayer for his son to come, and his defeating different bogey yogis, and so many things in his life, even just that he survived the plague in his life. All these things are very magical and you could say wonderful. But I'm not going to speak on that either. He was a very exemplary householder and a professional man. He his daily schedule we've seen published, and all the things he did in his life, so many of his tactics and moods we can directly employ today in our lives. And so there's so much to speak on just his daily life and his actual practices and his performance of sadhana, but I'm not going to speak on that today. His writings, we heard over 100 books of writings, and each one of those books have just his prolific writing ability. Certainly we see inspiration in his followers of his son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and certainly Srila Prabhupada, writing as a means of preaching, writing as a means of sharing Krishna consciousness with others. The vast, you could say, genres of writing, his scriptural commentaries, his even philosophical novels, and songwriting, and so many things. So it's such a vast library, and someone could spend a lot of time speaking on just the literature itself, but I won't be speaking on that today. You could also kind of take a step back and look at the philosophical understanding of appearance and disappearance of great acharyas, and understanding their impacts and their lasting impacts, and how they are still available to us. He reasoned ill that Vaishnavas die, when they are still here in their sound vibration and their vani and their ability, so we could spend a lot of time discussing that, but we won't be doing that today. And so all of those things, you could be thinking, well, geez, isn't that everything? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is this guy? Why is he up there speaking? And, honestly, I don't know. There are many more qualified persons to speak on Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But a very kind devotee, she asked me to consider it, because she knows me, and she knows I have an affinity for the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And not just, again, if we just look at the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, five full, full books of songs that he has written, and plus numerous singles that he put out. He put out many singles as well, and so just that, to accomplish that, that is also beyond me. But what I wanted to do today was, and again, all of the access to Bhaktivinoda, understanding literature and biographies and commentaries, all these things are available to you, certainly very easily available to you. But I wanted to take some time today and do an experiment and take just a couple songs and kind of enter into them. And I think that would be a nice way to honor his contribution, how his contribution of his writings, maybe 125, 130, 140 years ago, his writings, his prayers, how they can still have significant impact on our lives if we approach them in the right way. So that is what we'll do today. But before that, I wanted to just speak about this concept. Oh, we're running out of time already. The concept of songs. And we've heard Prabhupada, there's quotes of Prabhupada that, yes, the songs of Bhaktivinoda and the songs of Narottam, they're just like Vedic scripture. And so if we sing them, we are getting like the Vedic understanding, the Vedic truths delivered to us. But what does the song deliver that perhaps just the reading of the Vedas does not deliver? Anybody have a thought of that? What does a song deliver? Yeah, there's and that could be translated as emotion. There's emotion in it, where, recitation. Certainly there are recitations of scripture that also can be very emotional and very touching. But with a song, you almost have to be. For a song to be captivating, for a song to make it into the American Top 40, it's got to be a good song, right? And so... He didn't write songs like that. He wrote songs as his means of expressing his emotion to his worshipful Supreme Personality of Godhead, or as a means of capturing the attention of others to direct them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so, yes, a song is quite powerful, and there are many, there's an old song, and I hope I don't get in trouble, but there's an old song, many of you over 50 would know it, so many times I've tried to tell you, but the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. So in that mood, we take that a song is a delivering aspect where emotion and love and affection for the person you are singing to is delivered. And I have a nice quote of a memory that Yamuna Dasi had of Srila Prabhupada and the power of song, the power of the song, especially, specifically in this case, a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I don't know the year, we're not going to get into that, but it was somewhere, and there was a house, and Prabhupada's room was up at the top of a stairwell, and the devotees were kind of down the stairs. So that's the scene that we open up. On this one morning, Srila Prabhupada was alone. So when he started singing, a few of us gravitated to the stairway to listen to him. Right after he finished, he rang his bell. So we know when he's ringing his bell, he's calling somebody. And I came right up, and he said, "How did you get here so fast?" I said, "Well, we were down the stairs listening to you." And I asked him what he was singing. He said, "The prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur." And he continued to explain. "The prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur are so very powerful that they act on the heart just like lightning in a storm." Then he said, "Have you ever been in a lightning storm where the lightning came and hit very close by?" So I think we all live in Florida. We all have this experience that the lightning hits by. And then she has a memory of when it did. And then he clapped his hands together and said, "Just like the lightning, these prayers will act upon the heart." And he clapped his hands together again and repeated, "It will act upon the heart." So he continued, "Even if you don't understand the language, it is that strong. The vibration alone carries the potency and the depth of purity of the composer of these prayers." If we just look at that, that when we sing a song, when we're singing these songs, Jai Radha Madhava or Sri Guru Charana Padma, or all these songs, we may externally look, okay, how can I sing it very nicely, how can I please the devotee, but they're actually carrying the potency of the composer within that sound vibration. So we should be alert to that. We should think, oh, it's quite a facility we have to us. So I would like to, in that mood, I would like to experiment and sing just a couple songs as time permits. And I will also ask that we do it in a different way as normal. Usually when we sing a song, a Vaishnava song or something, we say the translation first just so we kind of know where it's at and what it's about. And then we sing it. And then, at least I find this for myself, that sometimes we try to place it. We try to like analyze it immediately. Okay, oh yeah, that means this, and this means that, and that means this. Oh, this is coming from here, and how do I fit this into this? And he means this when he says that. And so the mind immediately starts doing that when we hear a song, or we hear something, or we hear a lecture when somebody's sitting up there. Oh, I could have said it better than that. I should have said it like this, or should have said it like that. So I ask, I challenge, too heavy a word, I task you, I request you very humbly, that when we sing these two songs, just imagine, not imagine, but kind of place them. How would I sing this song? How would I sing these same sentiments to the personality, whoever Bhaktivinoda is singing to at the time? How do I relate to them? And I've done this quite often with groups of devotees over the years. And we find that we don't have to give a class on every song. Like with the song, then the speaker will give a class on his or her particular realization. But I find it much better is that at the conclusion of the song, we just say, "Hey, out there in the land of the Alachua temple room, what hit you? What struck you? Did anything strike you?" And that sharing, the feeling safe and feeling secure that we could just share, because a song will have an effect on one person, it'll have a different effect on another person, just like poetry is like that, inherently. It has different, thank you. It has different effects on different persons. So we'll ask that, and do we have a roaming microphone available? So we'll sing these songs. And one thing that we provide that I found that also works is that instead of putting the whole verse up, and go ahead and to the next verse, this first song we will be taking from his book, Saranagati. And this section is called Atmanivedan, or full dedication of the self, or giving oneself to Krishna. That is what we're trying to achieve in our Krishna consciousness practices. But for so long we have been self-centered in wanting to have enjoyments for ourselves, but now the process of Sharanagati is to give ourselves to Krishna, actually deliver ourselves entirely to Krishna. So this first song in this section, he begins and he actually sets the tone for this entire section. The previous section was called Dainya, or humility. And there are seven songs where he very deeply goes into in a humble state of mind, understanding his position is very, very, very precarious, very small in comparison to Krishna. And so here he's starting to, I want to, you know, give myself to Krishna, and here's the process. And I think there are eight songs in this section, so he doesn't just like write a one song and he's on with it. He really, you could see, for those who really study his songs, he really goes deeply, deeply into each of these topics of our Krishna consciousness. And I find, sharing these with devotees, that, yeah, we just have to sing the song and let it work itself. We don't have to, like, frame in everything. How does it work? How did it strike you? So we'll be asking that. And so I will. I have my friend here, Nitai Gauranga. He's, I had been teaching these Saranagati and different songbooks for the last 10 or 15 years. And when he moved here from Cuttack, is that right pronunciation? he's from the Jagannath Puri area. And he became very enlightened, very excited to take part in these programs, because he remembers, you know, in his childhood, his father, who is also a Vaishnava, a disciple of Bhakti Sri Damodar, yes, his father, a Vaishnava, would sing these songs in his house, just like as my father would sing, you know, Johnny Cash or, you know, Merle Haggard or somebody. You know, his father was singing Bhakti No. And so he immediately had this affinity to these songs. And so I've asked him to lead us in this first song. And without further ado, we will begin. Slideshow. So the slideshow is made in such a way, I've broken up the verses so that they're more, you know, there'll be 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, things like that, just so that we can see what we're singing. And we'll sing each one twice. So the first one you may kind of follow along the Bengali, just so that you get a taste for it. But then you can start drifting down and reading, what am I singing here? Because again, song has more impact when you put emotion into it. So when you hear this first statement, very humble, I've not performed anything good in my life. How would you say that? Oh, I've not performed anything good in my life. No, you wouldn't say it. You say, oh, I have not performed anything good in my life. This would be the mood. And that's why we we'd like to put them both together.
Nakarlo karama gyana nahi vela na sevilu charanataha Nakarlo karama Nakarlo karama gyana nahi bhela na sevilu charanataha Nakarlo Jada sukhe matiya apana kubanchai pekahu chodisha andhiya Jada sukhe matiya Jada sukhe matiya apanaku banchai pekah chodisham andhiya Uhunatha karuna nidhanta Uhunath karuna nidhan Uhunath karuna nidhan Tu apada pankaje atma samarpilu Apada pankaje atma samarpilu More kripa karo vividha More More kripa karo vividha Uhunatha karuna nidhanta Uhunatha karuna nidhanta Uhunatha karuna nidhanta Pratijnato haroi johi sharanagata Nahi so jana boparama Pratijna tohara Pratijna tohara oi johi sharanagata Nahi so jana boparama Soha madus kriti gati nahirayana abhamagatu vaparasat Soha madus kriti Soha madus kriti gati nahirayana abhamagatu vaparasat Uhunath karuna nidhan Uhunath karuna nidhan Uhunath आन मनोरथ निश सछोड़त आन मनोरथ निश सछोड़त तब हम हो भूत हार तब तब हम हो भूत हार नित्य से व्यत हूँ नित्य से बक मुई बकति बीन द भाव सार नित्य से व्यात हूँ नित्य से बक मुई बकति बीन द भाव सार तुहु नाथ करुणा निदान तुहु नाथ तुहु नाथ करुणा निदान तुहु नाथ करुणा निदान तुहु नाथ करुणा निदान नित्य से व्यात हूँ नित्य सेवा का मुई नित्य से व्यात हूँ नित्य सेवा का मुई बकति विनोद भावसा बकति विनोद भावसा बकति विनोद
So now we ask the question, did it, anything strike you, and what it was, and when you talk, our controller will try to go back to the verse so that we can all have a reference. And you don't have to, it doesn't have to be slotted in the right. It could be what happened to you. Yes?
The verse of, will I be free of material desires?
Incessant desire, yes. That's. Maybe you could do the running, so he could do the controlling of the verse. That's the beginning of this. Of verse number 4. Yes, right there. Anna, 4a. There you go.
Oh, when will I know freedom from incessant material desires and thus become exclusively yours? That, to me, is extremely to the point.
How did you feel?
I feel like it's an answer to Atmandi Vedan, and it's what we want. It's what we really want. Thank you.
So it's a question he's asking. It's almost, when will I be free? He's gone. He's going to Krishna. When will this happen? Because he wants something else. Yes?
I was struck by the repetition of that refrain. Tahun.
Tuhunata
Karuna Niha. Yeah, just that he's expressing his heart and he's assuring, he's trying to assure Krishna, you're the fountainhead of mercy. With that hope against hope, please shower your mercy on me. That's a very strong message.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Any others? Yes, Shalagram.
I kept getting the imagery of someone who's very influential or powerful, who has all material assets, but at the end of the day, they go back into their, they retreat into us, into like a cave, or a, they feel their smallness. Like no matter what the circumstances, the mood feels that I need to remember how small I am, how insignificant, how fragile, how dependent I am.
Thank you. Do songs not affect men? Is it any striking on this side? Anything struck you?
I just want to share one point here. Why Srila Prabhupada stated that they are Vedic philosophy. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada on the introduction, he was mentioning that the consciousness, when we are materially conscious, we think we are the creator, we are the proprietor, we are the enjoyer. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that we have to change that. And we can see that in the last line, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning, then you are the, we are the servitor.
Yeah.
We are serving you. And so it's kind of like in a gist, one line, he mentioned the whole
Nitya seva kamui. You are eternally to be served, and my position is to eternally serve. There's no other relationship. This is the relationship. And he's emphatically saying that at the end. That is the essence of me. And in other writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where a group of friends were kind of studying the Kalyanakalpatru, and there's one song there, he's really showing what is the essence of the jiva. The jiva's essence is this, that we are eternally to serve. And so he's saying that. But did you catch how the song runs again? There's a subtle request within this song. First he's saying, I am the most fallen. I am incessant material desires. But you are the fountainhead of mercy. So there's, although it doesn't say, he'll say it in other songs, but it doesn't say, he's expecting. One is expecting the mercy. And that's the tatte nuka pam. We hear that if we give everything, nitya seva to whom nitya seva tam. If we give everything to Krishna, we can expect that reciprocation will be given.
Hare Krishna. To me, this song is like Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. It's basically what brought me to the movement. We had all these things, and at the end of the day, we were not happy, and we had no direction. We had no idea of what the real purpose of life was. Eat, sleep, be happy. That basic. What the materialists are about. So ultimately, Prabhupada has given us this process of seeking the ultimate purpose of life, which is surrendering and being the servant of Krishna. So it like I said, it's the essence of Krishna consciousness to me, and our heart of where so many lifetimes we wasted in pursuits that have no real value, ultimate value. And so when we take to this surrender process, then like you were saying, we kind of have in our heart that this is the position by surrendering, then through the mercy of the Lord, through the mercy of the pure devotees, we can actually be enlightened and enlivened and come out of that morose condition that we find ourselves in.
Thank you. So for timing, we have one more song. It's a shorter song. you can go to, and this song is from his compilation. Next slide. This is from his compilation of Gitavali, and this is one of the songs in the Nagar Sankirtan. So this, a completely different mood. The first song was completely internal. Where am I at? Begging for Krishna's mercy. This is a different, this is for Nagars, this is for going out and preaching. And so, it also doesn't mean though, because I found this song to be very comforting to me in the last 4 or 5 years. It's not that we ask these questions and we're always pointing, but what is important to me, you'll see that there's first a number of questions and then an answer. And he's asking these questions, he's asking people to be very thoughtful, because we see the world right now, it's really, it's grumbling, you know, there's so much strife between different nations, different parties, different people, so much strife is there. And so, well, what is the brass tacks of who we are, and what is our purpose? These are some of the things that he wants to share with others, that don't be talking about this party, this policy, that party. Here's what's really important. So we'll sing this. It's a two-beat. So. It's only two verses, but they're long verses, so I got a bonus there. Ooh, sorry about that.
Ek par bhav mane, ek par bhav mane, ek par bhav mane, ashabhashe brahmi heta pabe Kisuka jivane Ashabhashe gami Heta pavane Ashabhashe brahmi Heta pavane Kisuka jivane Ke tumi kotai chile Ki korite heta ele Ki korite heta ele Ki tumi kotai chile Ki korite hetae ne Ki tumi kotai chile Ki korite hetae ne Ki ba kaj kore gele Jabe kota sharira patane ki bakaj kore gele Jabe kota sharira patane ki bakaj kore gele Jabe kota sharira patane Ek bhar bhav mane, ek bhar bhav mane, ek bhar bhav mane.
Kena sukha dukha ba amta mama tama. Kena sukha dukha ba amta mama tama. Tuccha jaya parijaya krodha hinsa tvesha anya jane. Tuccha jaya parijaya krodha hinsa tvesha anya jane. Tuccha jaya parijaya krodha hinsa Shanya Jane. Koda Hinsa Bhakati Vinarakai Kari Gaura Padashai Bhakati Bhagati Vinarakai Kali Gaura Padashai Bhagati Vinarakai Chirananda Rasamai Radha Krishna Namagane Chidananda Rasamaya Radha Krishna Namagane Chidananda Rasamaya Radha Krishna Namagane Ek bar baba mane, ek bar baba mane, ek bar baba mane, ek bar baba mane, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. I know we're running low on time. Any thoughts on this song? Quick thoughts on this song.
I heard Prabhupada said this jai Radharani encompassed all the moods, all the rashes at one song.
Jai. Oh, and this is referring to this song?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, let's see if there's any Madhumati on this song. Yeah. Oh.
Just in general, this song made me feel like, what's the use of anything? You know, what's what's the point, especially when it's said about death, you know, and you're, what are we wasting our time? That's the feeling, at least for me. And then the end was just really nice. Okay, this is what I'm meant to do. Just chant the holy name, so it's very sweet.
Yeah, chant the holy name, worshiping Radha Krishna under the guidance and shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Srila Prabhupada, right? Anything else on this song? Akadasi? Yeah. The song is gone, but...
Hare Krishna. It gave me an image of, you know, like the lone preacher, the devotee in the street on Manhattan, and all these people just kind of walking by really quickly and, you know, asking all of these questions, and maybe one will stop and listen, and he can give that final message, or she, in the end. You know?
Yeah. Because there's so many things that are important, and we're just asking, just once consider. Egg bar bum, just one time consider in your life, have you, and a lot of times, if you ask, nobody's ever considered. Even, you know, they're just like, okay, they're on this, like, conveyor belt of, you know, the senses dragging them. But hey, why do you wander in the world? You know, in the picture of the horses, the senses dragging us away, that is there. Who are you? Oh, I'm such and such. No. Where have you come from? How did you get here? What have you done? And where will you go at the time of death? And all this. So yeah, these are great one-liners for our preaching. but for me, I also, you know, it's a time as we're getting older, most of us in this room are getting older, and that, oh, you know, are all those other things that we do, are they still important to us, or what's most important now? And so I kind of take a little shelter of this song when I see the world crumbling around. Okay, what's real important to me is, you know, is our activities in Krishna consciousness, our sadhana, our associations. Okay, we are over time.
Hello, Haribol.
Oh, okay, yes.
Relating to that song, I love when you said, just consider this once.
Yeah.
Just one time, and then it's Chaitanya Mahamantra.
Yeah.
You know, if you hear it once, you say it once.
Yeah. One time. And just with that Lava Matra, this once with association, we can change. Okay, thank you. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.